Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. Indeed, we must conquer for Christ. Amen. Amen. Hey, some people are not happy. Amen. Are there some BEC graduates in the house? Some people are not happy at all. Please check on your neighbor. Check on your neighbor. Check on your neighbor. In case your neighbor is not in a good mood, you can promise the neighbor lunch, because we've gotten to the most important part of the service. Hallelujah. In Psalms, it says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. Hey, Jeremiah. Thy word. Hey, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Church, you've gotten to the most important part of the service, and I'd like you to be on your feet as we welcome our preacher, our pastor, our evangelist, E.M. Joy.
Hey, he holds my life, Jesus the man of Galilee. Oh, whether rain or shine, day or night, he leads the way. He holds my life, he holds my life, Jesus the man of Galilee. Whether rain or shine, whether rain or day or night, he leads. Oh, he holds the reins of my life and gives me peace, perfect peace. No one love me, Jesus. Oh, shedding the blood, oh, for. Oh, what a friend, oh, what a friend that Jesus is. Oh, what a friend, what a friend. Hey, hey, Jesus. He holds the reins of my life and gives me peace, perfect peace. No one can love me as Jesus does. Oh, shedding the blood for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend my Jesus is.
Oh, what a friend.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, what a friend my Jesus is.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Let us pray. In fact, take out your Bible first. Take out your Bible first. Let's make our confession. Our confession is also a prayer. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Before I share the word of God with you today, let me just give one major announcement. Amen. This is the week that we have a major meeting. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have our convener here, our new convener, Apostle Tosmus Mills Odoi. He's going to be here from Tuesday to Friday. Amen. By this time, the flyer should have been up. Yeah. He's going to be here from Tuesday to Friday. It's an opportunity for him to meet all of us. Amen. and to also meet different groupings of people. Now, one of the things that is different about this meeting is that the starting time is the starting time. Are you there? Normally, we give a starting time knowing that when we say 6, you will come at 8. But this time, if we do that, you will come and meet us closing. And so please, can you just inform your neighbor that this time the 6:30 is actually 6:30? At 9 o'clock, we have closed. In Accra, when they had this meeting, they started at 5:30 and they were done at 8:30 in Accra. Yeah. Because I heard when I made the announcement, I heard people said that you lie. It'll be so. So I came to just tell them, yes. Please, can you tell your neighbor that, have you heard? It means that when you close from work, you are coming direct. There's no passing going home. Just come. It's the only way it will work. Because we'll keep the time whether you are here or you are not here. Hello? They don't believe me. Yeah, they don't believe me. I have to tell you that apart from the fact that Apostle is our convener, he's my team leader in the book's work. When we say we are having a team meeting, what music is that? It's coming from where? When we were waiting for their sound, it wasn't coming. I don't want to talk. When he says Zoom meeting is at 7, if you come at 7:04, we have already started a meeting. Wow. Yes. And we end 40 minutes, we are done. Wow. Yes, we are done. Are you there? Hey, you are very quiet. I'm just saying it so that you know that I know what I'm talking about. If you come at 7:15, you have missed half the meeting. And we have enough time for the meeting, for laughing, for telling each other that we have missed ourselves. We have time for all. And he's the one coming, 6:30. So please, can you announce the time for your friend so that he will say, did they say 6:37? Hallelujah. But he's a very anointed man of God, And I think we are in for a very good time. We're in for a very, very good time. So we really want to force and be here. Are you going to be here? Remember that the branches will be here. There's nothing more painful than belonging to a church. And then when you come, somebody from a branch is in your chair. You can't do anything about it. And Reverend Hope is looking at my mouth as I'm speaking because he knows that his people will be here. Are you there? Please tell your neighbor that me, I like my chair. So be on time. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. It's a blessing to be here this afternoon. And I just have a short word to share with you. Let's pray. Father, as we share this word today, I pray that it will be a word in season for your people. I pray that it will be a time of upliftment and encouragement. I pray, oh God, that when we leave here, we'll be so glad that we came to church. I thank you for your grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beautiful. We have been studying about the anointing, the anointed and his anointing, isn't it so? For a few weeks, the past 3 weeks, I believe. And today we are looking at what it means to be an anointed servant. What it means to be an anointed servant. Hallelujah. I want you to tell your neighbor that I'm going to chase the anointing. I'm going to chase the anointing. Now, many times when we talk about chasing the anointing or when we talk about the anointing, our minds automatically go only to the things of the house of God. But I came to remind you that an anointed person is anointed. Wherever he is, he's anointed. When Jesus was walking around and then they told him that he owes for tax. Hello? The same anointing that he had. That's what he used to pay it. Oh, it was another anointing. The same thing, oh. He didn't go anywhere else. He just, Charlie, this is the anointing that he had. He would say things, they will come to pass. He just did it. Amen. And so also it is with you and with me that the anointing is good for our lives totally. Hallelujah. It's not like you are anointed only when you come to church. I remember that Prophet was preaching recently in a certain country. And he did it turned out to be a very dramatic demonstration. He just did it to clarify a point, but the thing became some way. The whole room, you could feel that it had become spooky. And he poured oil on himself. And then he told somebody to come and hit him. It's like if you touch the oil will go. So his point was that you will meet the anointing, but before you meet the human being, it's almost like you cannot walk away from the anointing that's on the person. And that's how the anointing is. Amen. And the Lord anoints us for whatever plan he has for us. And it is part of everything that we do in our life. It's not like you reach somewhere, then you take off the anointing and say, anointing, you'll be here. Let me go and do what I'm doing and come. That's why I like to give the example that I like to say that an anointed rice seller is very different from a non-anointed rice seller. They are two very different people. They are selling the same thing. But you see it in the ways. How do you see it? How do you see it? First, let's go to scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. I just want to show you something here. Paul was talking, and he made a statement. You see, I just want to take the beginning of that statement. You see your calling. For you see your calling. When God anoints a person, usually he's called you to do something. How do you know? How do you know what he's called you for? And usually you will see it. Amen. Some things begin to occur to you. So here he was telling them that they can see their calling. They can see that they are not rich, they are not wise, they are not special, they are not, but they can see their calling. Are you there? In Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, we see that Jesus became something when the anointing came upon him. The Bible says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and with power. Now, you see him, he went about doing good until that Holy Ghost came upon him. He was just another young man in his father's house. But it caused him to go about doing good. Amen. When they said doing good, they didn't just say praying. They said doing good. Is it good to help your neighbor to fetch water? Is it good to help your neighbor to do something that they need done? So it was a general doing good. Oh, you understand not? He was doing good. When was the last time you did something good? Are you there? A good thing. You were going to eat the food alone. And the Lord says, share it, share it, share it. If you were going to put the food in the fridge so that the person will come and go, then you will take it out and eat it. You see. And the Bible said that Jesus went about doing good. The doing good included eating with people. In fact, he ate with people so much so that they began to give him a name that this man cries, he's eating too much. He's a glutton. Why is he always eating? It was one of his good things. I wanted to tell your neighbor the last time you shared your food. Pastor Dennis, please come. You see, some people can't look at the neighbor. They can't say anything. Hello? Are you in the house? You didn't know that being good, doing good is a sign of your anointing. Hey, you are very quiet, oh. Was it the service I was in and I was telling you that one time the Lord just asked me to do something. And when I was puzzled, it's like, why? He said, because you can. You can. You can do it. That's all. That's the only reason. Pay somebody's fees. Why? Because you can. He's not your sister, not your brother, not your any, but you can pay and it will not change anything about you. If you are not anointed, you can't do. I thought you were receiving it, but I hope you'll be the one giving. Am I talking to somebody in the house this afternoon? So the anointing comes on you and he's there. The anointing is on you all the time. And in the case of you, he said, doing good. Then we now see the spiritual part. That he was healing all who were oppressed. Are you there? Of the devil. So we see that there was another part, just doing good. Because he could do. Just doing good. When was the last time you just did something because you could do it? Hey. You see that you're about to become very quiet on me. But you didn't know that it was a sign of your anointing. Hey. Tell your neighbor, look, after service, you are buying me shawarma. You are buying me shawarma. You are buying me shawarma. I mean. See how you have got strength. See how you have got strength. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah 42. So we're just going to take a look at some scriptures over here. And as we look at the scripture, these scriptures, they are describing somebody who the Lord had anointed. He said he had put his spirit on the person. And as we look at the different things that came upon the person, we can see what the anointing is doing in somebody. Are you there? Oh, I said, are you there? You know, I want you to desire the anointing. I don't want you to desire money. But why should I not desire money? Because desiring money is just here and here. It's over. But when you desire the anointing, it brings with it everything, including that money you were chasing. It brings everything along with it. So desire the anointing. Hallelujah. Desire the anointing. When the anointing is upon you, even the everyday things you are doing, you get ideas others don't have. I remember one of our bishops, when he was leaving the company he was working for because God had called him full time, they couldn't stand it. They talked, that they begged him, they tried to. Why? Because the guy could have some very wild ideas. Yes. Are you there? He was an anointed man. He was working fully in the anointing. And he'll be there and his boss will call him and say, look, this, he was in a very competitive industry. And he'll say that this and that has happened. So the companies like us, so many are going under. And he'll tell his boss, I'm coming. Then Charlie, he'll go and pray. When he comes, hey! I said, when he comes, the idea that he will bring. Oh, Charlie. One time, a competitor went and cleared all the inputs they need. So it's like you can't work because the person has bought everything. So you can't work, you are there. Meanwhile, we all make this thing. He said, let me just go. I'm talking to God. Then he came back and he told his boss, we are not going to look for inputs anywhere. When you finish manufacturing the thing, does the thing not have to go somewhere? I'm asking somebody, does it not have to go somewhere? Does it not have to be transported somewhere? We are buying trucks. You see, you can think the person is mad, though. But the boss, he knew that this is my man. He's an anointed man. They bought the trucks that year. They did major business. Shipping. And the input, what the other guy had gone and cleared, the market collapsed. And they were riding strong, moving strong. An anointed man. It was working everywhere. Where is your anointing working? So let's look at Isaiah 42. And as we look at it, I want you to, first of all, what you realize is that, oh, my anointing is actually working to some, in some of the things. Then there are also some, I can't see it. And then you begin to pursue it. Let's read. Isaiah 42, I'm reading from verse 1 to verse 4. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, that he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a very interesting scripture. I think I want to read it in the English we understand, oh? So let's do NLT. Look at my servant whom I strengthen. Are you there? He is my chosen one who pleases me. I have put my spirit upon him. I believe that we need some strength. One of the things that comes to anointed people is strength. Yeah. When you see an anointed person, you think he should be tired when he's operating, but he's not tired. Some of us, even to wake up, cry, we are tired already before we get up. Hey! Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. And you see, God is the one who chooses and anoints us. Yeah, he just anoints us. And so the anointings may be a little different, but he's put something on all of us. The gift of the talents, we realize everybody had some. So everybody has something. Amen. Why? Because he chose it to be so. He ordained it to be so. Hallelujah. Are you in the house or you have left me already? You see? And you see that he's talking about how the person pleased him. The person pleased him. So my prayer for us is that we'll please God. Yeah, we'll please God. There are people who think that it is the 40-day fasting that pleases him. Then you disobey him in everything else. Hey. I said, hey. We want to please God. Hallelujah. Now, he goes on to say that he has put it upon somebody who is going to bring judgment to the Gentiles. If you look at it with a prophetic eye, he's talking about the fact that he has called you here, you are from here, but he's going to open up doors where others can also be affected by you. He will open to the Gentiles. Are you there? This person was going to bring judgment to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. That's, you can stay in the King James, please. It's the King James that's using the word. When he says Gentiles, he's talking about the unbelievers. Hallelujah. You know, he shall bring forth judgment. Some versions say he shall bring forth justice to the Gentiles. Are you there? When you are talking to people who are not your people, who are not like you, not from where you are from, it takes an anointing. It takes an anointing. You are there or you are not there?
Yeah.
It takes an anointing. Now, he says that he will not be standing there crying. He will not be standing there struggling. One of the things the anointing does is to remove a certain struggle. So if you are here thinking, am I anointed or not? One of the things you should be looking at are the areas in your life that you don't struggle. It's a sign. That's why Paul was saying, you see your calling. You can see what you are not struggling over. You can see what you're not struggling over. So it's one of the things. And I have seen many people turn their back over the thing that they are not struggling over. You cook very easily, but you don't think it's anything. So you are rather doing something else. You are very quiet in the church. Oh. You take pictures like everybody takes pictures. But you, when you take pictures, there are some photographers, when they take pictures, the pictures are alive. We can follow the whole program as if we were there from your pictures. But there's also somebody who has taken pictures, but the pictures are different. The church is very quiet on me. Oh. There are some people, when you are doing your wedding, you want them to take your pictures. Because when they take it, no. When you, after that, you come and sit down, you can relive the whole wedding just looking at the pictures. But there's also somebody, when he comes, he has taken the pictures, so you can't quarrel with him that he didn't take the pictures. But picture, no, life, there's something, is just not, no struggle. So when you look, I say, he will not cry. He's not going to struggle. I put some pictures together. I don't know if they showed them to you. Because that's for today, dear. This desk, I have to ban all of you today. Pastor Dennis, I gave you my picture, so. You see. Can you see the picture? Tell your neighbor that it's not salt, it's human beings. And but it can be salt, or? If you don't look well, you think that salt has poured on it. You can see or you cannot see. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How many people can you gather? How many people can you gather? I said, you see, these pictures, not one of them is in Lumumbashi, not one. Not one is in a capital city. Not one. They are all in some... have you ever heard of a town called Boma before? Have you heard of a town called Matadi before? I mean, nondescript. I mean, towns we don't even know. Look, some of them, if you even Google, you'll not see anything. If you look at the map, some you'll not see the town on the map. But when they go, the crowd will gather. It's an anointing that is working. So I'm asking you, how many people can you gather? Some of you, when you even go to your house, the dog that is sleeping, when it sees you, just lift the head and put it down. Even the dog will not get up to follow you. Hey, please ask your neighbor, the dog in your house, has he been following you or not? Meanwhile, some five-year-old boy will be passing and the dog will get up and run after the five-year-old. But you, as you are there, nothing. I said, the dog, it will be sleepy. When you come, it will just lay there. Is it you? Then it will go back to sleep. Hey. When you see something like this, what you need to see is that it's an anointing that's working. It's an anointing that's working. Or what else will you call it? We said that you should do Basenta. I've been doing the people are five. And those of you who are laughing, laugh very carefully because we have not seen one yet. Somebody at least, he knows that he can see his calling, he can see that he can gather five people by you. Hey! The church is very quiet this morning. Please ask your neighbor, so like how many people? How many people can you gather? Hey! This morning I was looking at the choir. I said, the choir is finishing. you see, if you are not honest with yourself, you say that, oh, you know, it's because these ones have gone to school and these ones have done this. And hey, I said, it's anointing that is not there. Do you think in this crowd some people haven't gone to school? The crowd we are watching. Don't you think some people have gone to school? Don't you think some people who plan to be there, maybe they were not well, they're at home? Don't you think that some have also traveled? But there's a crowd there. There's a crowd there. Don't lie to yourself. It will help you to say that, hey, there's an anointing. I don't have this anointing. I'm going to chase it. I'm going to chase after it. I'm going to just prepare myself on God. I'm just going to follow and follow until something from him rubs off on me. Is it a good plan? Is it a good prayer? This service, are you not tired of the chairs that are empty behind you? You are not tired? Yeah, I'm also tired. So we have to make up our minds that, Charlie, what is it that we are going to look for it? We are going to look for it because the chairs must be full. Yes. But if the chairs are not full, does it matter? When you get to heaven, you will know the answer. Hey, I said, when you get to where? You will know the answer. Over here, nobody is marking us, so we don't know. But when you are a good student, you mark yourself. So right now, mark yourself. How many over how many? Hey! Hallelujah. But we want to say that, Lord, just give us an anointing that gathers easily. Yeah. When you see somebody moving around, there are different types of people here. There are some people who are pastors, some are shepherds. Charlie, immediately you see them, you see their sheep. There are some people too. You say you are a shepherd or something. We have never seen anything around you, not even the... Even the house flies cry dodgy. Hey! You are in the church or you have traveled? Verse 3, Isaiah 42, verse 3. I really like these pictures, the healing Jesus pictures. I just watch them. Another sign of the anointing. An anointed person, you don't spoil the thing that is weak. You don't spoil it. A bruised reed shall he not break. Smoking flax shall he not quench. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. People are of different strengths and different capacities. And sometimes you see somebody under one leader, they are functioning well. Under another leader, I didn't enye yeda. You see, because, Charlie, you have to be able to handle people who are weaker than you. Do you think all of us pray the same in this church? No. You have to be able. Amen. You have to be able to bring healing to other people. You know, can your friend talk to you? Can your friend tell you their pinching issue without you going like Akasanoma? You people, you are too young to know Akasanoma. Akasanoma was a preset radio. When you bought it, it was already tuned to GBC. So, Charlie, that's all that. It was a very cheap radio, but everybody could have it. A farmer on his field cry has put his batteries into his Akasanoma and he's going with it. And you have made yourself a Akasanoma. When your friend is telling you their pinching issue, You know, you have broadcasted it everywhere. Those on the farm have heard. Those in the trotro station have heard. Oh! Now the person cannot even hold up their face to come back to church again. Oh! But when you are anointed, when you are anointed, are you there? When you are anointed, you would rather gather that weak one. Say, let me see how I can help. Wow. Let me see how I can help. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that this anointed reed, he will not the bruised reed shall he not break. Many places, when you are weak, they step on you. It's true or it's not true? You didn't know. When you work in certain areas, when you are a researcher, you learn how to give a presentation without showing your emotions. Because if you show that you are not prepared, they'll kill you. Slaughter, if you show that you are afraid, they'll slaughter you with the questions. Yeah, we shall bring you to naught. Are you there? But when you are looking, you can even be talking nonsense, but you are looking very confident. Charlie, you get through. Hey, ask your neighbor, what type are you? What type are you? Are you the type who goes to stamp on the thing that is not looking good? You like only those who dress well and come to church. And those who don't dress well and come to church, you don't even give them the time of day. Hey, be careful, oh. The Lord is watching us. I'm just giving you the characteristics of an anointed person. Hey, are you there? Sometimes I watch our father and I watch him when some of these people who have written nasty things about him all over social media, he meets them or he'll say hi. They have a calamity, he'll be there, he'll go to the funeral, he'll go. And I look at myself and I know that, Charlie, this anointing is a different one. It's a different one. Lord, I just don't have it. Are you there? Yeah. It's an anointing. You know that this person has called you Satan. He has disgraced you in front of everybody. Actually, I'm just moving. There's something. It's an anointing. You thought it was an anointing to be annoyed. Oh. No, it's an anointing. It's an anointing. You see, Jesus, he looked and he said, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Do you know that when Jesus went and came back, have you ever thought about it, that he never came to call them to book? Yeah, media like how frightened the soldiers. Hey! The chief priest appeared like a ghost in his house. Hey! Remember the chief priest, the one who slapped him? I mean, they manhandled him. I would have gone to look for them. I would just appear in the middle of the hair. What was it you were saying? What was that you were saying? The soldiers who put the nails. Oh, Charlie. I'll torment them. Hey. They'll be there. I'll appear with a hammer and a nail. I'll say, your hand. Did you know what you were doing? I'm coming to give you a taste of what you did to me. Hey. When the person's wife is walking in the market, I'll just appear. Charlie. Of course, chaos. But an anointed man, the anointed Christ, when he landed, nothing. Didn't see any of that kind of behavior. He never even discussed the issue. Never even brought it up. His disciples, Peter who ran away, he never called him and said, you, did I not tell you that before the cock crows three times, you'd have denied me? That before the cock crows, you denied me three times. Did I not tell you? I told you, you're too... Not Jesus, oh. Not Jesus. He just said, do you love me? Feed my lambs. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. That's all. That's all. That's all. Hey. Are you there? I think our Jesus is fantastic. Yeah. Didn't turn around. Didn't cause any problem at all. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying the scriptures? Let us jump to verse 4. It is verse 4 that I love the most. He shall not fail. He shall not fail. When the anointing comes upon you, you will not fail. You will not fail. Are you in the church? You will not be. Look, I'm sure all of us, when we look at something, there are some things we are failing in. Some of us, we have said some things, won't do it again because I'm failing. But maybe we should chase the anointing. Let's chase the anointing and go and do it again. Because the anointing says we will not fail. We will not fail. You see, these healing Jesus pictures I'm showing you, I watch them. I see them go from place to place. Some of the places they have been to are very some way. But Charlie, it's working. It's working. Some of us right here, we are failing already. Hey. But I want to say to you that rather than crying over your failing, maybe we should go and look for anointing. The anointing that will cause us to do well. Are you in the church? Hello? Tell neighbor, I will not fail. I will not fail. Yeah. I will not fail. It's important because life is not a one-way trajectory. Sometimes it looks as if you have failed. After David had been anointed with oil, he had been told he would be king. He had not seen it. Rather, he saw himself running like a rat being pursued by Saul. If you don't take care, you make a mistake. If you don't take care, you would doubt that you were actually called. Are you there? So in spite of the fact that he was going through some experiences, he knew that ultimately he will not fail. Ultimately. It goes on to say he will not be discouraged. Many of us, we are discouraged even before time. Yeah. We are discouraged before time. Something small, no, you have left it. Small resistance, you have stopped. Small resistance, you are discouraged. It cannot work. But you see, sometimes God has to allow some things in our lives for a purpose. Are you there? Yeah. David learned how to encourage himself. Things are not looking well. I have to encourage myself. But some of us is like, oh, I went and did the exam once. I didn't make it, so I've left it. What's wrong with you? Hey, I'm discouraged. Push your neighbor and say, it's not like that, oh. Eh? And that form is not on the floor. Eh? Anything that you see that has some value, it takes something. Yeah, to get it there. Am I talking to somebody today? Sometimes God knows that if he allows certain things, it won't work for us. I'll explain what I'm saying. You see, you are a man. You are 5'4". You're discouraged. I can't find a wife. But you see, you need to encourage yourself because he has given you something else. You may not have height, but you've got a sharp brain. You may not have height, but you are very eloquent. Just when you speak well, and it's nice. He's given you something. So encourage yourself. Am I talking to somebody today? Encourage yourself. Some of you, sometimes, you see, they say that sometimes you dress how you feel. Hey, how many of us will be honest? The day we are happy, we take our time, we dress well. The day we are not happy, anything will do. Anything will do. Yeah. Anything will do. You see. And you just say, oh, I didn't feel like ironing. It's not like that, oh. You are discouraged. But you see, encourage yourself. God knows that if he had given you the right height, by this time, you would have made yourself Casanova, like you are the kingdom goat. Sleeping with this girl, sleeping with this one, sleeping with this one, sleeping with this. So he didn't give it to you. Are you in the church? Yeah, they're saying that, oh, God didn't make me
as beautiful and so sensible. Because if he had made you like that, right now, by now, what the name of my dress? We know you here. We know you here. So he has withheld that from you and given you other things. Don't be discouraged. Find your other things and do well in your other things. Are you in the house? Yeah. Excel in the other things that he has given to you. Hey, am I talking to somebody today? My mother, my parents, they like my big brother. And they like my anger, but me, you see, middle children, me, I have a lot of sympathy for middle children. I'm a middle child. Our story is not easy at all. We are always too old or too young for something. So everything passes somewhere, you see. Middle children. Yeah, I'm the only person every day when they want somebody to scrap, they are calling me. When it's hard work, they are calling me. When it's this, they are calling me. Hey. Please, oh, God knows your life. Hey, I'm watching some people, oh. Don't be discouraged. You see, what I was telling you, those were my grumbles when I was 16 years old. I said, what is wrong with these people? I pull my mouth because I felt that they have given me all the work. But you see, God knew that a few years down the line, I was going somewhere. I was going to be a wife. I was going to be a mother. I was going to be a full-time worker. I was going to be a PhD student. He knew I was going to be a worker in the church. He knew that there was a time down my life, down there, when I'll have to be able to balance everything that was moving. By the time I got there, he had trained me for it. I remember the day I took a piece of paper and I wrote to my parents. And I said, thank you. I said, I've come to this strange place and I have met somebody who cannot even wash dishes. Yes. I shared a flat with a certain young lady. She will use, say, everybody, you buy your plates and everything. We had a place to put it back. So if you have four big plates, she'll use the four big ones first. When they are finished, the four middle ones, she'll put them under the sink. Four middle ones. When she has finished, the sauces that are under the cups, the glass, she'll pile all there. Then one day, all we have been used. They are all. It's now finished, isn't it? When she wakes up that morning, oh, I have to wash up today. It's a whole mountain. So, as an African from, I'd not seen that before. Are you there? So when I saw her struggles, I said, hey, Jama, our upbringing, Sana, it was good. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? I was like, hey. Because if you are a proper child, washing up your plate, it's nothing. You don't even, do you even think about it? It's not even worth thinking about. You just wash it. But here was somebody for whom it's a mountain to climb. Hey. When she starts the lamentations at 6 o'clock, she'll lament. Then at a certain point, she realizes that hunger is catching her. She has to eat, isn't it? And naturally, she has to work. Hey, she'll now carry all of them, soak them in the... Hey, please, please. Now, if you have left the plate there for 10, 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, you have to soak it in soap and water. You don't know what's ahead of you. That's why God is allowing your life to be like that. Encourage yourself. I need it for what's ahead of me. Yeah, I need it for what's ahead of me. Yeah, but every day I'm hungry. I say, you need it for what's ahead of you. Yeah. So every day there will be food. Do you think soldiers, when they are at war, they eat every day? Brother. But David encouraged himself. One day, he came back from war, only to discover that they have kidnapped his wife, his children, and all the soldiers who were with him. And then the men who had gone to fight with him, they turned on him. That if you don't take care, we'll kill you right now because they've come for our whole families. We're following you. And when he got to that point, the Bible says, find the scripture, it's in 1 Samuel somewhere. He got to that point, then the Bible says, he encouraged himself in the Lord. It is an anointing. The anointing will not allow you to be discouraged. Are you here? Don't stop complaining. Please push your neighbor. Stop the complaint. Stop it. Stop. Look, complaining, all of us have something. Do you have something to complain about? Do you have something to complain about? Hey, if we are to start, even in this one service, hey, we'll complain and we'll not finish. Are you there? But don't complain. Encourage, look at it there. Look at it. David was greatly distressed, so it's not that he didn't feel it. For the people spoke of stoning him. Meanwhile, these are the people who were his copies, the people he had been with, fighting against Saul. Now they want to stone him because the soul of all the people was grieved. And some of you, when you are grieved, you want to turn on us. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. God has given you an anointing for where you are at this time. Hallelujah. Release that anointing and begin to see the blessings and the good things in your life and begin to overcome the discouragement. Hallelujah. The higher your level of anointing, the less you'll be discouraged. I want you from today, when discouragement visits you, I want you to say that I need to go and look for more anointing. I should not be discouraged by this thing. I should not be discouraged by this thing. Yes, you tried to do a crusade. It didn't work. You are going to do another one. I say you are going to what? You are going to do another one. Do you think that anybody you see, you think that Bishop Dar got here in a day? Do you know what he tried that didn't work that he continued doing? Am I talking to somebody? Meaning I've stumped the center because... Eh! Ask your neighbor, you say you have stopped what? Me, I won't sing in the choir again. This choir is only hard. Hey, you do what? You do what? Encourage yourself. Are you here? Yes. Hey, you are very quiet on me. You. Yes. Encourage yourself. Today, I've been watching my Word Encounter choir. Last week, this week, I realized that, numbers are not good. They should come and we shall meet and we shall have a good time. The few of us who are there, we're coming to change our... When people will see us and they say, we want to join, we tell you that, hey, stop. Hey, wait. Oh, yes. Tell them, we are not finished yet. Maybe something has just shaken us small. Some people have moved, some people have gone to school, something, but we are here. And we're going to have us a good time. Hey! Oh, yeah. Encourage yourself. We are going to have a good time, or? Oh, no. Yes, we're going to have a good time. Yeah. Are you in the house? Don't allow yourself to be discouraged. One of the things I made up my mind, I said, Lord, my church, it will be exciting. It will be interesting. So when you are not here, you will know that you are disadvantaged. Yeah. Yeah. It is your loss, not ours. And why are you the only chair? Hey, keep your mind to yourself. Me, I'm encouraging myself. Hey, tell your neighbor, look, if I travel, I'll miss this church. I'll miss you. Yes, I'll miss you. I can travel, I can go to all kinds of places. And when I go, come Sunday, I'm like, I'm missing my peoples. I'm missing my, yeah. I'm missing this. Yeah. Does it mean we don't quarrel? We shall quarrel, but we'll make a... why are we not human beings? I mean, today, should we not quarrel with sound? Hey, we have to quarrel with them small. When I finish quarreling with them, I tell them they should encourage themselves in the Lord. And they should go and look for anointing. Yes. Are you there? The sound people, up to today, they've not understood the revelation, no? That until they become spiritual gurus, this is how it is. Sound. The thing will be working out to the last half minute. When it is time, bring, let's go. Then the thing will say, I won't go. What I'm saying, true or not true? It will be as if you never touched, you never prepared, you never. Oh. Encourage yourself. Word Encounter, encourage yourselves. Do you understand? Word Encounter, encourage yourselves. They say, we are not a lot. You don't have to be a lot to enjoy yourselves. Oh, what are you saying? What are you saying? One day, Saul's son Jonathan, he was looking at his father sitting under the tree talking about the war, and he decided that 1 Samuel 14 said, look, I have had enough of this sitting around. He got up and then he told his armor bearer, let's go. Yeah, and they started going. And they saw Philistines. They said, today, meanwhile, none of us knows Jonathan as a warrior in the Bible. If we are calling warriors, will we call Jonathan? If we are calling warriors, we'll call other people. We'll call the Davids, we'll call the Sauls, we'll call other. Jonathan is not inside. And he said, he told his armor bearer, I'm going to ask them something. If they answer this way, then God is on our side. If they answer this other way, then God. When he asked, they answered him. He said, God is on our side. Then he said, listen, I think it's around verse 6 or so. Then he says, the Lord is able to save by many or by few. Young man on your phone, you are not wise to be on your phone while we are preaching the word. You are not wise at all. Yeah, the word you need to hear, that's what will help you. Are you there? He said he's well able. He's able to save by many. Hey, you, I feel like beating you today. I even gave them the best. They can't open it. Look at it. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. The guy encouraged himself. Do you know that they won the war? This particular battle, they won it. Yeah. By the time he got up there, the Lord had just scattered the Philistines. Saul was sitting under the tree with his people. Then he said, hey, what has happened? Hey, then they now ran and came. Hey, the Lord has given us the victory, and they now came to finish the rest of the battle. But I tell you that just by getting up and just by believing, this guy, he just went and he accomplished it. So let's go. Some of you, they're sitting down and feeling sorry for yourself is enough. It's enough. They're looking at what you don't have. It's enough. I tell you, you have been in this church for a long time. One of the things those who are close to me know, I tell them, I never look at what I don't have. Never. I will never look at what I don't have. They'll come and tell me, do you have to do this? You have to buy that? I don't have it. But I tell you, what I have, I will work with it, and you will think that I have something. God has given you something. Stop sitting on your bum. Your bum is even paining you from sitting. And rise up and get something done. Because he has anointed you. That small anointing he has given you. Work with it so that he will add more. You are there. Your bar center is 2. No problem. Your bar center of 2, make it the most nice, the most exciting. The people want to come. The people are looking forward to their day. The people have said that this place, when I come here, the Lord is here. That's what you need. That's what you need. Okay, come. Come, let me show you somebody. Are you in the house? Yeah. You can do something, and as you do, you are somebody who the Lord will be excited with you. Am I talking to somebody? The Lord will be excited with you, and the Lord will help you. I want you to stand to your feet this afternoon. I want you to stand to your feet this afternoon. And I want you to talk to the Lord for a few minutes. And say, Lord, thank you for what you have given to me. Help me to use it. I'm sorry that I've not fully used it. But Lord, I'm going to start again. Talk to the Lord for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Talk to the Lord. Hey, you pray. I would like to hear you praying. And by this time, Jeremy, why? Your phone, your thing is off. Just start to talk to the Lord for a few minutes. When we come into the church, we have to be able to pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Please don't drown us out. Yeah. Lift up your voice and pray. I want to hear people praying in the hall. If you were really asking for increased anointing, is this how you pray? You better be serious. Oh, yes. Some of you need an anointing that gives you ideas to do things. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, anoint us afresh, Lord. Anoint us in this service. Anoint us, Lord, to fill this house. Anoint us, Lord, to win souls. Anoint us to be relevant to you, Lord. Anoint us to be the factor of change in our classrooms, in our offices, Lord. Wherever we anoint us, Lord. Anoint us, Lord. Lift your voice. I want to hear you pray. Lift it, lift it, lift it. We are not mice here. Lift it. Some of you have not had a good prayer time in the week that is past. Lift your voice now and pray. And pray. Start this next week in a correct way. Lift your voice and pray. If you are a student, believe God, believe God, believe God that He's going to anoint you to do better. If you are a worker, believe God, He's going to anoint you to perform better in your job. Whatever He gives to you, whatever you are doing in this life, believe God, He's going to bless it. Some business people, you need to believe God that He's going to bless that business. Oh, anoint us, Lord. Anoint us, Lord. Help us to recognize what you have given to us already, O God, and then increase it upon our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful. Thank you so much for the anointing that you have given to us. The ability to do something. Lord, may we be pleasing in your sight. Help us not to be discouraged, O God, but to see our calling and to do our best with what you have given to us. And now we ask you, Lord, for an increased level of the anointing that will make a difference wherever we are placed, O God. I bind every spirit of discouragement, O God. I say, Lord, help us and lift us further. Lift us further, Lord. Lift us further, Lord. Lift us further, Lord. Lift us higher, Lord. Oh, we can do more and we can do better. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you don't leave us. You help us. Even in our weakness, Lord, you don't just snuff us out, but rather you strengthen us. Oh, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks in Jesus' name. And now as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this afternoon. You've not given your life to Jesus. That is where it all begins. I want to encourage you to give your life to Jesus. I want to encourage you that He is the one who is your Savior. And so as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand. We're going to pray. Just in 1, 2, 3 minutes. Just lift it. God bless you. God bless you. If you have your hand lifted, or even if it's not lifted, but you want to come, just come. I want to pray with you. Just come. Just come. Just come. Just come. God bless you. Just come. Come to me. I want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Or maybe you are here, you're just not sure of your standing with Jesus. Come. Just come. Just come. We're going to pray this prayer for Him to be the Savior of your life. I want you to lift up your voice and I want you to pray this prayer after me. Make it your prayer. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.